From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says Senate Democrats scored a big victory for the American people by voting to move ahead with an overhaul of the nation's health care system. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The president applauded the early morning vote in which all 60 members of the Democratic Senate caucus agreed to move forward with the health care bill. Mr. Obama said the measure would help seniors, families, and businesses. And he used numbers from the Congressional Budget Office to rebut the Republican argument that health care overhaul would produce more red ink.
This cuts our deficit by $132 billion the first 10 years and by over $1 trillion in the second. That argument that opponents are making against this bill does not hold water.
The Senate vote suggests Democrats have the filibuster-proof majority they need to approve a health care bill before Christmas. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The State Department says it's still seeking access to an American arrested in Cuba. Yesterday, Cuban leader Raul Castro argued that the case shows, in his words, the enemy is still alive. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Castro says the American was illegally distributing satellite communication technology. The State Department played down that suggestion, but citing privacy issues, could not give details about the American who was arrested on December 5th. Officials say the U.S. has not had access to him despite repeated requests to the Cuban government. A Maryland-based development company described the individual as a subcontractor working on a U.S.-funded project to support civil society in Cuba. Congressional sources say he was handing out laptops and cell phones in a case that comes as the Obama administration tries to change the tone in relations. Castro said he's still open to a respectful dialogue, but added this case shows the U.S. won't quit trying to destroy the revolution. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Passengers being stuck on planes on the tarmac for more than 3 hours should soon be a thing of the past. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the Obama administration has adopted new regulations in which passengers can no longer be held on planes for more than 3 hours without food, water, or operating toilets.
These kinds of issues and these kinds of problems should have been addressed by the airlines. The fact that they haven't been means that we at DOT have to step up and look after the passengers.
Consumer advocates are calling it a Christmas miracle, but the rules will not go into effect for another 4 months. Through the end of October this year, there were more than 860 flights held on the tarmac for 3 hours or more. The FBI is reporting a drop in overall crime during the first 6 months of this year, including a 10% decline in murders. The preliminary figures show the rate of property crimes plunged nearly 19%. The FBI says better security may play a role in the decline. This is NPR News. Director Roman Polanski's request to have his case dismissed because of alleged judicial misconduct has been rejected by an appeals court in California. Polanski fled the country in 1978 before sentencing for having sex with a 13-year-old girl. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Through his lawyers, Polanski has twice asked the court to dismiss his case outright. He believes alleged secret communications by the now-deceased judge who oversaw his case subverted his entitlement to due process, and Polanski claims he didn't need to be present to plead his cause. On Monday, a three-panel court disagreed. Although the justices say they are deeply concerned about the misconduct charges, they denied the petition in a 70-page opinion. The justices also noted that Polanski's three-decade fugitive status has been a sustained trauma for his victim, although she has petitioned the court to drop the case, saying the attention is injurious to her and her family. The director remains under house arrest at his home in Switzerland as he fights extradition to the U.S. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
President Obama has chosen a national cyber security coordinator, a computer security executive to organize and manage the nation's digital networks. Howard Schmidt is president and CEO of the Information Security Forum, a nonprofit international consortium. He has served as chief security officer for Microsoft and as cybersecurity chief for online auction giant eBay. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 85 points to close at 10,414. The NASDAQ Composite Index rose 26 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.